Welcome to the Photo Booth International Podcast, live from Dallas, Texas. Find us online at photobooth.international.com.
Hello, and welcome to another PVI interview. My name is Kayla Pineda. Today, I am so excited to introduce to you guys a brand new photo booth owner. She is working full-time and doing this as a side hustle. So let me introduce you guys to Michelle Tinglove.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, welcome. I'm so excited to have you on today. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. That's great. Give us a little introduction of yourself, your name, your photo booth business, and how long you've been in the photo booth industry.
Okay. So my name is Michelle Tinglove, and I own Flash Frenzy Photo Booth with my husband. Unfortunately, he's at work today, so he's not here to be a part of the interview with us. We're new to the business. We actually picked our photo booth up in September, but didn't actually get started until November, kind of doing some free, you know, events and getting it. And then in December was a full month for us.
Oh, wow. Congrats. Yeah. So you're very new. Which photo booth do you have?
We have the Chloe.
The Chloe photo booth. Is she treating you nicely so far?
She is. We love her.
So you just started, you said your full month was in December. Yes. What caught your eye? Why were you interested in starting a photo booth business?
Well, it actually, we got married last year in April. So when we got married, the photo booth was such a hit. You know, I've been to a couple of other events where the photo booth was such a hit. And my husband and I were just trying to figure out something that we could do together, you know, so we just decided, you know, because at first she's like, oh, I'll do the lawn care. And I was like, well, that sounds boring. I said, so we just kind of talked and it's like, this is something we can do together. And, you know, it'd be a side hustle and see where it goes. So that's what got us started.
Wow, that's awesome. So you guys were already looking for something to do.
Yes.
After like a little side hustle. Okay. Well, I'm glad you chose the photo booth business besides lawn care. I'm sure it would be just as good, but.
Yeah, but not fun.
So you just started. How are you able to book events, or how many events have you had, and how'd you get them?
So in December, we were quite busy for our first month to be full force. So we had seven in December. And we went off of Josh's little list, you know, on things to do. So we actually went on Bark and purchased leads. And that's where one of them I got from Facebook, you know, when we launched our social media. So one came from Facebook and then the rest all came from Bark, purchasing leads and just, you know, selling the deal. So we actually got a lot of corporate events in December. It was great.
That's awesome. Yeah, because, I mean, that's just your first month. I'm sure that was super exciting.
It was. Nervous, you know, nerve-wracking, but exciting at the same time.
So to get these leads, what was the best strategies for you whenever you got them? So you were nervous. It's your first month. You have all these events. What helped you the most throughout these events, especially because you just got a new booth to learn?
Yeah, I just say watching. I mean, to be honest, I watched a lot of the stuff on the PBI app. So I watched a lot of videos, even, you know, darkroom was the scary part. I think I was more scared of darkroom than than anything. But it's just like when we started getting the leads and people, you know, like communicating, it was so exciting that it just all kind of fell into place. So we just made sure that, you know, anytime we contacted a lead that we responded immediately, we noticed that that helped to kind of be like the first one to reach out to them.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, great. Well, I'm glad the PBI app helped you out in that.
It did.
For those who are watching and you don't know what the PBI app is, when you guys purchase with us, we do provide a global app with resources that you can use. And as you can tell, it was able to help Michelle. So that's amazing. How were you able to learn darkroom? Was that also through our app?
It was through the app, YouTube, trial and error. I mean, since we're new, we're still learning. But at least every time, every event gets easier, you know, like focusing the camera was a bit of a challenge at first. You know, you'd take that first picture and it would be fuzzy and you're like, oh no, are we too far, too close? So we're starting to work the kinks out with every event, but yeah, so we're definitely getting better.
Could you tell me your experience with your favorite event that you've had so far?
It actually just took place a couple weeks ago on January 27th. We went to the Fort Worth Stockyards and did McLean Food Service. It was an award ceremony for their employees. And just a fun group of people. It was like diverse group of people. Mm-hmm. It was in the stockyard. So, I mean, it was just like a lot of fun. Just like the people were great. I mean, even though the line was long and everyone was waiting, they didn't care. They were just having fun, even like during the line waiting, watching everyone else take their photos. So.
Oh, fun. I love the stockyards. I have not been out there in forever.
I know. So, I hadn't either. I hadn't been since a teenager. So that, you know, was made even better.
Yes. Was the event outside? Because I know the stockyards is primarily outdoors.
No, they actually, it was in the Stampede Room. So they actually rented out a space.
Okay. Awesome. That's good. Because I know it's better to have your booth indoors.
Yes, for sure.
And how are you able to get that event? Did you get that one as well through like BARC and a paid lead, or were you able to get it?
I did. I got it through a paid lead.
Awesome.
And that was one of the things he said. I was the first to respond. He said I wasn't necessarily the cheapest, wasn't the most expensive, but he said you were the first. He said, and I just felt loyalty to you because, you know, as soon as I, you know, posted my, you know, that I was looking for a photo booth, you responded right away. He said, and your professionalism and how quick you responded, he said, got you the job.
Wow. So your customer service really is what got y'all.
Yes.
That's good. That's awesome. Yeah. Just speaking to you, you have a really good like energy and tone. So I could tell why they went with you guys.
Thank you.
Of course. So roughly how much have you made total with your photo booth business within the past 2 months, correct, with your events?
Yes. Yeah, so we're sitting at about 7,500.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yes. Wow. December was a great month for us, especially because we had three corporate events. So obviously the corporate events pay more because they want you longer and they want pictures. I mean, they actually want prints. So yes, we're about 7,500. I'm trying to get to the 10,000 mark so we can, I see something on the PBI app. Once you hit 10,000, you get something. So
there you go. Yeah. It's a surprise. You have to hit it.
Yeah. So we're close. I think as far as on the books, I think we're about $800 away from being able to prove that we have 10,000.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm still mind blown at the fact that you just started this and this is just the beginning for you. Like
I know. We never expected it to, you know, to have a month of December. I mean, the more I booked, the more excited I became. So
well, awesome. Could you share any helpful experiences that you've gone through for other photo booth owners?
I mean, for me, it's just like, don't get, you know, disappointed if, you know, because obviously we didn't get every lead that we reached out to. And I mean, I read it a lot because I try to collaborate with a lot of photo booth and I'm joined several, you know, different groups within Facebook, you know, just to stay motivated. So it's kind of one of those things like, don't get discouraged. Don't change your prices just because they're like, oh, well, that's too expensive. You know, just don't sell yourself short and just keep pushing through and you'll get the leads. Even if you don't get everyone you've reached out to, just maybe ask them, you know, what set you apart. And most of the time it is the budget. So.
Yeah, for sure. Wow. Well, thank you for that awesome advice.
You're welcome.
So I know you said that you followed Josh's tips and that's what gave you your leads. How else has Photo Booth International helped your business this far?
I think just all the tools that you guys offer. even some of the tools that I haven't even dived into, you know, that, you know, slowly as I, since I do work full time, I haven't, you know, been able to dive into everything you guys offer. It's just, but you guys offer so much to help someone who's just getting started. Like, you know, I definitely, I mean, never owned a business, so I always wanted to. So I just felt like confident going in from the beginning, just in working with Jay was our salesman, just working with Jay. And, you know, just from day one, I felt like I can do this, even though I've never owned a business, just because you give the tools that we need to get us started.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, I love that, because you're like, I want to do a business, and you provide it and you went for it. And here you are making close to 8K in 2 months.
Yes.
I mean, it's pretty unheard of, I feel like.
It really is. Yes, it's crazy. And we definitely didn't expect, you know, we thought, oh, you know, it's probably going to take us, you know, a couple years to pay off, you know, the booth and do this. But on this track, I think we're going to be okay.
Like, we're doing pretty good. You did mention that you work full time. Can you tell me how you manage that between your full time job and your photo booth business?
Well, I'm fortunate to be one of those that still, after COVID, where I work a couple of days at home. So, you know, like maybe on my lunch break, I can hop in and I've been with the company 18 years, so it's not like I'm micromanaged. So that's how I'm able, and I have an Apple Watch, so I can see the lead come across my watch. And as soon as I see it, you know, if I feel it's a fit, then I jump right on it. So that's how I'm able to do it. I just, lucky I still have the work from home and, you know, lunch breaks and different stuff. For now, that's working. I don't know how long that can work, but for now, it's okay.
You're like, for now, it's working. Stick with what works.
Right, awesome. Exactly.
Well, Michelle, it was so great talking to you. Thank you for sharing your experience and your story. Before we end this interview, I would love for you to give a shout out to your photo booth and all your social media, so if anybody's watching, they can find how to contact you.
Yeah, so it is flashfrenzyphotobooth.com for our website, and then our social for Instagram and Facebook. Flash Frenzy Photo Booth.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great day. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on all of our social media at Photo Booth INT. And make sure to check out Flash Frenzy Photo Booth. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Kayla.